Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
All right. I have the tape rolling. Pat, we'll use your comments on the air. I am with Assemblymember Pat Kluczynski. And the budget is due tomorrow, Tuesday. What do you understand is the holdup for getting this budget passed on time?
The fact that we were not meeting over the weekend and there was no session scheduled for today, just on our way back to Albany now, I don't think there's going to be a good chance of it passing by April 1st. However, we will be meeting tomorrow morning. I have heard that there are some hang-ups between the majority and the governor's office in regards to some of the issues that they had in their one house budget and the governor's budget that are possibly holding this up or prolonging this. I wish that the budget process was a little more transparent and that minority members and my conference would be more involved with that process, but we will see how that all plays out here in the next few days.
What are some of the issues that you understand have been the sticking points in getting this budget passed on time?
Well, I have heard a couple of the proposals on the governor's proposed cell phone ban in schools is not hashed out yet, as well as MTA funding for the Transit Authority in New York City. And I had also heard that discovery reform that was mentioned in the governor's proposed budget is also something that's being looked at by both sides and possibly causing this to be delayed.
What financial issues, if any, have you heard that have also been contributing to any stick-ups?
Well, I mean, from our perspective, the budgets that are proposed are increasing spending by $17 to $19 billion, and so many of our families and seniors here are struggling, and these budgets are not going to address any of the issues with affordability for our residents in Western New York. Some of the things that these budgets have also missed the mark on, which I would like to see included in, was they failed to increase any Medicaid reimbursement rates for nursing homes, potentially jeopardizing some care for our seniors. It also fails to address funding for local roads and bridges for a third year in a row. And this is very important for our town highway superintendents and towns and villages to be able to address road work repair that's desperately needed over this long, cold winter. And sadly, there's nothing in this budget that will improve affordability for seniors or working families. So, we're back to the drawing board this week. Hopefully there's some good things in there that will help New Yorkers. But, from everything I've seen on the table so far, there's not a lot that's going to address some of the key issues, I think, for Western New Yorkers.
How disappointed are you that the budget's not being passed on time?
Well, I feel that most New Yorkers would expect that we would get to work and make sure that this passes on the April 1st deadline. And, it doesn't look like that's going to be done. If we should have probably planned better, met longer, met over the weekend, and worked this out and worked tirelessly to get this budget some closure.
How soon before you think this budget does get passed?
Well, I am expecting to be out here all week, and we won't know how that progresses until we get to the assembly floor and see how it starts rolling, and that starts tomorrow at 9 a.m.
How important do you think it would have been to meet over the weekend to try to get this passed on time?
Well, like I said, I think most New Yorkers have an expectation that their legislator and their lawmakers are going to work for them. And if there's a deadline of April 1st, we should be doing everything we can to make that deadline. And that would have been including working over this weekend to, resolve this.
Pat, anything else I've left out of you care to add?
No, I appreciate you having me on, Tom.
Thanks for your time, Pat. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.